Haiti's President Jean-Bertrand Aristide fled his country at dawn yesterday under military and political pressure. Armed rebels have taken much of the north of the country, and dozens have been killed. With Aristide gone and the first wave of U.S. Marines in the country, the opposition is scrambling to map out the nation's future. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Port-au-Prince.
Aristide's political opponents in the capital marched for weeks, demanding that Aristide step down, calling him a violent tyrant. But Aristide's sudden departure Sunday caught them by surprise. Businessman Andy Appaid is leader of a broad coalition that called for Aristide's ouster. At a press conference Sunday at a posh Port-au-Prince hotel, he said he was happy Aristide was gone, but wished that the U.S., which facilitated Aristide's flight, had tipped opponents off first.
We wanted a negotiated process that possibly could have helped a smoother outing, but we don't have all the elements.
Haiti's opposition movement, backed by the U.S., faces several challenges. Thousands of Aristide supporters have been looting and rampaging in downtown Port-au-Prince, angry their leader was forced out and fearing reprisals. Rebel insurgents are moving toward the capital now after more than 4 weeks of fighting. Their leader, Guy Philippe, a former soldier in the army Aristide disbanded in 1995, told CNN Sunday that he'd be in the capital by this morning, but he fell short of saying whether he'd honor his earlier pledge to lay down his weapons now that Aristide is gone.
All Asians can be sure that we're not going to chase anyone. The only problem was Aristide. We don't have any problem with Aristide followers.
But some of the rebels, like second-in-command Louis Jodel Chamblain, are convicted criminals. And moderate opposition leaders like Appaid are now in the awkward position of feeling grateful to the rebels for hastening Aristide's departure and at the same time having to distance themselves because of the political liability in associating with the gangsters.
Without the armed rebellion, we would have had a very longer process. But also we would have built from a nonviolent process. It shortened it, but you can see that there are tremendous distortions in the society.
On Sunday, as looters and Aristide gunmen reduced downtown Port-au-Prince to a chaotic and burning war zone, the U.S. pledged to send in troops as part of an international force to keep the peace and help rebuild the nation. U.S. Ambassador to Haiti, James Foley.
And Haiti is going to change. It's going to change for the better with the support, the active on-the-ground support of the international community.
About 100 Marines arrived late last night, with more expected today. The United States invaded Haiti once before in 1994 to bring Aristide back to power, 3 years after a military coup cut short his first term in office. It's expected opposition leaders will now endorse a plan to create an interim government, but some leaders here are quarreling amongst themselves over whether to share power with Aristide supporters. Opponents are huddling again this morning and will meet with U.S. Ambassador Foley at noon, then announce their plans for a transition. As the unrest continues, Haitians have not been celebrating openly, but many appear upbeat about Aristide's departure. At one Port-au-Prince hotel, a receptionist was answering phone Sunday, saying, "Front desk, Happy New Year. It's a new year for Haiti." Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.